Since Lot, I'm sorry. Since this is the first time my delegation is taking the floor, let me assure you, Madam Chair, in our delegation's full support in your efforts to advance our work this year. The Republic of Bulgaria associates itself with the statement delivered by France on behalf of the member states of the EU, and since a lot of the lines that we have put in our statement have been set already by other EU member states, I take the liberty to focus only on the very basic elements of our views. The UN Charter prohibits the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state, or in any other manner inconsistent with the purposes of the UN. In our understanding, this means states must respect each other's territorial integrity and are under a duty not to interfere in each other's affairs. We join others in calling Russian Federation to immediately end its military invasion and its aggression, which endangers international peace and security at a global scale. Russia's announcement 2 days ago that its nuclear deterrent forces are put on special alert constitutes a threat from a nuclear power state, which is a state party to the NPT and is a member of the United Nations Security Council. The seriousness of this move is highly worrying and very hard to overstate, and it's completely unacceptable. The latter being so, especially on the background of the P5 joint statement from the 3rd of January of this year. With regard to the CD work this year, we were very much encouraged by the positive atmosphere, by the constructive deliberations at the beginning of our session, but as we see, the CD has still a long way to go in rebuilding trust and start to listening to each other in a good faith. I thank you, Madam Chair.